We then had the prospect of the drive that I know we've talked about a lot here on this station, and especially on this show, going down 35. When I went down there on Friday, it took just from Dallas to Austin, which used to take 2:45, 3 hours. It took me 4.5 hours because I just sat like a parking lot in Waco. That's the worst spot right now, and there's tons of traffic up and down it. So we decided to maybe take the scenic route on the way home and go the back way and go 281. That's the way my dad always used to go that way back in the day when we used to make all of our trips. This is 40 years ago from Dallas to Central Texas, and even then he was beaten by I-35, and that was 40 years ago. I don't think he could handle 35 now and the traffic jams and just the traffic and the ridiculous driving that you get and the condition of the road that you get on 35.
The back road is the way to go if you want to smell it all up.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
And see some great territory as well. But you know what? Remember how you used to go on Highway 71 west of town and then you hit 281 around Johnson City or so?
Yeah, just getting out of Austin now is a nightmare. Just
it
to
is.
Get west.
So there's more traffic there, and there are houses everywhere now. I've not made that trek just west of town. Used to make it a lot and used to live down there. And that was always such a beautiful drive. It's still really pretty, but it's not the pristine countryside that it used to be. And those rolling hills are now filled with businesses and huge office spaces and rows and rows of houses. And with that comes more traffic. And you go through what used to be a small town like Marble Falls. When I lived there, that was a 2A school. Are they 6A now? I don't know, but that city is 6-7 times bigger than it was way back in the day. They're a 5A or 6A program now. I think.
Used to head west and you get through Bee Cave and it would be empty all the way to Marble Falls.
Yeah.
We used to go out there and play at Lakeway and those courses out there.
Sure, yeah.
And now it's pretty much built up the whole way out there. It's crazy how, I mean, everything's spreading west into the hill country. Good reason. It's beautiful out there. But some of the beauty's being taken away.
And some of that that whole notion about, well, if you go the back way, you're not going to really see any traffic. We saw a ton of traffic.
Really?
Just west of town and between Austin to Marble Falls. As you got to Burnett, Lampasas, it lightened up a little bit, but there was a lot of traffic around Hamilton and Hyco, certainly more than there was way back in the day. It's better, but there's still a lot of traffic on those roads, too.
Are you like me? When you go through Lampasas and Hamilton, you always think of Johnny Lamb Jones and Johnny Ham Jones.
Oh, yeah. That's right. Yeah. There's been a lot of good athletes come through that
AJ
area.
Jam Jones. I don't know where he was from, but
so
I always think of Ham Jones and Lamb Jones.
Johnny Ham Jones. So it's not quite the trip, and I think we left a little bit before 1, and by the time we got to Denton County, it was almost, well, it was after 6. It was like 6:30.
Damn.
Now, we did take a diversion. When we got to Marble Falls, there was Farm Road 2147, and there to the left was my old stomping grounds of Horseshoe Bay.
Here we go.
So I said, well, let's take a run through Horseshoe Bay, where Tony Reitan and I used to hang out.
Pie Eater
and the whole crew. And took a drive through there, and I've been there somewhat recently in the last 3 or 4 years or so, so it didn't look too different. But as I made a trip through and we made the circle through the original course there, Slick Rock, and where my parents used to live, we got back on 2147, started heading back towards Marble Falls, and it used to be where you went through Cottonwood Shores, all leading from Horseshoe Bay to that point. It was around 40, 45, and you had a lot of houses and things like that, so you wouldn't drive very fast. But then once you got past Cottonwood and Cottonwood Shores, you could start opening it up, and it used to be speed limit 55. So as we went over that hill, I started to speed up, and as I did, there was a Cottonwood Shores police officer just to my left who turned the lights on.
Good, finally.
And
finally, someone did what needed to be done and stopped you.
You got arrested this weekend?
I didn't get arrested, but I did get pulled over. And I think for the first time in 10 years, you'll be happy to know this, Gordo. I got a speeding ticket.
Wow.
Yes, yes.
It used to be 55 at that point, but now it's 45. And I was.
Mm-hmm. So that's what you told the officer?
He did. He said, "You live around here?" I said, "No, but I used to." And you know, this.
Yeah,
used
I
to
don't
be
have
55.
Time for your story, sir. Here's a ticket.
Well, no, I'm saying it used to
no,
be.
No, I really don't care about your life or who you are.
Well, you just asked me, "Do I live around here?"
Yeah.
And I'm saying that
okay.
I used to
sir,
live around
here. Sir, get
out
of the car and put your hands behind your back.
He had very little interest in the fact that I used to live there and didn't really want to hear about the good old days of Pie Eater and any of that.
Why he has to wade through your nostalgia?
He asked.
He's trying to do his job.
He asked, do you live
Don't
around
beat
here?
Beat him
said,
down
no.
with your old stories.
I live just outside of Denton, but you know, I used to live here, and this this was 55
Sir,
back
out of the
in
car,
the day.
Hands behind
and,
the back.
So he goes back, and I thought,
you got any drugs or
no,
weapons
don't have
in here?
Any of that.
All right,
don't
then you wouldn't mind if I went ahead and searched the car then.
No, I wouldn't. Go ahead.
All right. You don't have any drugs in your buttocks, do you?
Well, I don't know.
Okay, well, then you wouldn't mind me search there.
So he took a while, and I did that thing where I didn't pull over on the shoulder. I went to the other side of the road and pulled into a parking lot. Of a community theater. When did they get a community theater just outside of Cottonwood Shores?
Really? The other side of the road. So you went into oncoming traffic?
Well, there was no oncoming traffic. I just safely
drove into oncoming traffic for a few miles.
But no, here's the deal. Should we pull over on the shoulder or go to someplace safe? I went to a safe place.
Yes, go someplace safe.
Yeah. But because I did that, There were no parking spaces. I guess they had a show going on at the community theater.
So you parked in a handicapped spot.
No, so I just pulled behind a row of cars thinking, well, surely the show will last another 30 minutes or so, and I won't be in the way.
And they let out?
As he's back there, as he's back there writing the ticket, I don't know if they let out, but several people came out to get in their cars, and I was in their way.
So you started running from the cops.
Well, then I had that question. Okay, do I move? And this woman was very nice. Oh, I'm so sorry you're getting a ticket. Yeah, I am too. She goes, but I can't get out. I said, you know what? Let me move and you can get out. And
oh, no.
But I asked first. I said, she needs to get out. Can I just move up like 10 feet?
Sir, you don't ask the questions. I ask the questions.
Yeah, did he draw down on you?
He did. He didn't draw down, but he said, no, I'm almost done back here. I went, okay. I said, I'm sorry, ma'am. Well, she thought she had enough room, so she started backing out, thinking that she could still
maneuver.
So you
have to honk at her, and then the cop thinks you're honking at him.
I did. I had to honk because I thought she was going to hit me, and I laid on the horn.
And he just unloads a clip into your car.
And all of a sudden, you know, his head pops up like bop-a-mole and looks at me, and then he gets out of the car, and he starts reprimanding her. Ma'am, remain here until I'm almost finished with this. You remain right here.
You slam her down on the ground?
No.
Teach her a lesson about messing with cops?
But I guess they don't want you moving your vehicle even 5 feet, or in this case, 10 feet.
It's very dangerous.
So I'm thinking, well, maybe it's going to be a warning because I was really polite the way I asked if I could move forward and move out of this woman's way. No. I have until July 5th to take care of this ticket, 62 and a 45. Mm. And what used to be 55... back in the day.
Doesn't matter what
but the
it was
whole time
back in the
I was
day.
Thinking, of course, we all think of each other, and I was thinking,
used to all be Prairieland
drives
back in the day.
Like he's trying to qualify for a race.
That's right.
Hardly ever gets a ticket. I don't drive that fast. I'm getting the ticket. There's something really wrong. And it's not as if I'm going 80 and a 50 like some of your tickets over the years.
I haven't got a ticket in 15 years.
False. Just a couple of years ago on the way to Fort Worth, I think it may not be on your record.
I don't know.
But you've been issued citations that, I don't know, you get out of them with defensive driving or deferred adjudication,
that's
whatever
what
it is.
Pulls out a pair of scissors and says, I do muse in the news.
That's right.
Although, the way you keep up with things, though, I wonder, the next time you get pulled over, if you don't get a little nervous thinking, did I pay that ticket? Maybe not.
Sounds like you got administered a little hill country justice
That's
over
right.
the weekend.
I did.
I hope he took his billy club to your car.
He didn't, just for emphasis. And you shouldn't root for that type of failure for me. It was already a fail enough.
Did he bust out one of your taillights as he's walking up to your car?
Oh, looks like you got a violation right there.
Well, happy Father's Day to you.
Yeah, on Father's Day. You don't get a ticket on Father's Day, but I did.
By the way, a quick correction. I mentioned that Johnny Ham Jones was from Hamilton. He was actually from Hamlin.
Yeah.
Not Hamilton. So
Pied Pipers of Hamlet.
Apologies to the Longhorn fans. All right, 8:33 on the ticket. This should be interesting. Coming up next, he hasn't spoken to anybody, but we will interview Harala.